We are back here on the Mackie Motors pregame show right here on 93.7 KKRL. And joining me right now is co-football coaches over at Arweva. It's Austin Stoke and Isaac Schaefer's. Guys, thank you so much for joining me once again.
Thanks for having me, Tyler.
This is an interesting matchup here in week three. You guys got Glidden Ralston. Both of you guys are very hungry for a win here in week three. But I want to talk just real quick. I know as much as you guys don't want to talk about last week, I want to kind of bring out some points from last week. From your perspective, what were some of the positives you were able to pick out from last week's game against Kingsley Pearson?
Well, some of the positives was basically right before the end of the third quarter, we were with them down by just two possessions. So the score doesn't fully tell the truth there. I mean, at the end, stuff kind of got out of hand, but for almost three full quarters, we were with them neck and neck. So that's a big positive. Yeah, again, still, we were fighting for our lives, scratching, and clawing our way, trying to make sure we keep it close there. So that's a big positive, and everyone has kept on going, so...
Yeah, you know, Coach Schaefer, you did mention on the scoreboard show, talked a lot about how some of those struggles from that game was in the red zone. You guys would get down to that point and just weren't able to score a touchdown in some of those big moments. So was that sort of a big aspect you worked on in practice here this week?
Yeah, you know, we did work on it, but part of it, I do, you know, you got to give them credit schematically. They, the first half, they played kind of a soft cover, too. It was kind of a bend-don't-break defense, and then when things got nitty-gritty down inside the 10-yard line, they did a good job. And then in the second half, they kind of mixed up a little bit of cover one, a little bit of cover two. And, you know, schematically, they just kind of had us sniffed out with some things. We were able to get the second quarter there. We were able to get, you know, about 5 yards of pop on the run game. And, yeah, but we got down to the end zone and they just kind of sniffed us out what was working for us, you know, the last how many yards. And we were just unable to succeed by putting points on the board.
Austin, you know this matchup a little bit. Glidden Ralston, Arweva has been a big matchup in eight-man football in the area for years and years and years. So talk to me about what you've seen on film from Glidden Ralston and what are some of those challenges or how is that going to challenge your team here tonight?
Well, what they do now is basically go to the old-fashioned ground and pound. So time of challenge is make sure we stay fundamentally sound and make sure we wrap up here. They don't do a lot of crazy plays, but they run them pretty efficiently. So we just got to make sure we know our assignments and know who covers what area, who has contain. And then basically after that, after the ball is hiked, break down and gain tackle and make a tackle there.
Who are some of those players when you watched film that you knew you were going to have to plan for from Glidden Ralston?
Yeah, they got the Smith kid playing as a tight end, and defensively he's on the line of scrimmage and somewhat plays middle linebacker for them, it seems like, these first couple weeks, just a little bit. He's a pretty good sized kid, good athlete. The Brant kid in the backfield runs pretty hard, is pretty quick, or pretty speedy, I should say. And then they got, you know, number 10, their quarterback, he's pretty quick as well. He's pretty shifty, too. So, like Coach said, they're kind of doing the ground and pound type of game, it seems like, And it seemed like against GTR, they kind of did a nice job of lulling them to sleep with the run, getting 3, 4, 5 yards of pop, and then, you know, dumping it over top on a pass while lulling the D-backs to sleep. So we got to make sure, like Coach said, we got to make sure we're fundamentally sound. We got to watch our keys, look at what we need to look at defensively as far as those keys go, and execute in the ways we need to.
I do want to talk a little bit about strategy for you guys coming into this contest. Year after year, Glidden Ralston or Weaver, like we talked about, is a great matchup. But what are some things offensively and defensively that you're going to have to bring your A game towards to defeat Glidden Ralston?
For defense-wise, we got to make sure, like I said, we may have to make tackles. We got to know our assignments there. And basically, when the ball is tight, get after the quarterback. I mean, we... Past two games, we got sacks and pressure, but we need to definitely increase it here to help out secondary out. Secondary has been doing good. Just increase the pressure there, then I think we'll be good to go.
Yeah, and as far as offensively, Tyler, they kind of traditionally play kind of like it looks like a 2-3-3 soft zone type of deal, but we understand that they will bring blitzing backers, and they have in the past. And, you know, traditionally they're – if they do play a zone defense, they're usually pretty quick at filling, pretty good at, you know, reading and reacting. So we got to make sure we just execute on quick hitters, or if we get the chance to throw a deep ball if we have any deep middles open in any type of zone that they play. And then, you know, run blocking up front, we need to make sure we communicate and execute and seal the line of scrimmage at the first point of attack.
Talk to me real quick. 3 weeks in, how are the kids meeting the challenges and expectations of you guys? You know, I know that it's tough to look at the record. How have your kids really surprised you coming into week three?
I mean, they're still just grinding. There's time to time. There's list teams I've been on. When you're having a rough time, stuff can fall apart. These guys, I'm not. They're doing a good job staying together as a team and just keep grinding at it. Is it kind of hard grind when you're 0-2? Yeah, but they're still grinding and they keep pushing each other. So that's nice to see. That's on the field and during weight room too.
And then one last thing that I want to ask you guys about too is kind of the response in practice. I know when you get done with the loss and whatnot, it's hard to kind of keep those emotions inside until Monday. But what has the response been like amongst the guys in practice coming up to this game tonight?
Well, I think, like you mentioned, the guys were hungry. Our guys, the last 2 weeks, they've done a nice job of coming back on Monday and mentally getting ready to work, taking some constructive criticism in the film room. And our guys do a nice job of adjusting, and I really think that they're learning, especially our freshmen who have never been through this before, playing varsity football, stepping right up to varsity, really proud of how they're starting to take their roles and do what they need to do. And, yeah, I think our guys are just hungry to get the win.
Well, we're excited to see this matchup here for tonight. Is there anything else you two would like to mention about the matchup with Glenn and Ralston, about your team, or just anything we didn't have time to discuss here today?
The only thing I basically recap is just we've got to do our job, and boys know that, then be fundamentally sound and play tough.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me once again here on the Mackey Motors pregame show, and we wish you good luck here tonight against Glenn and Ralston.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us, Tyler.
Thank you.